Chapter 4. Right, thought Sean, because you're such a pick-up-and-go kind of girl. Deirdre had lived in that house since she was a year old, except for a couple of months at Emerson College in Boston. She'd gotten into such nasty fights with her freshman roommate that she'd moved out. Emerson was an easy train ride from Bellum, and living at home she didn't have to deal with annoying roommates. She did have to deal with Aunt Vivian, Hugh, his loopy girlfriend, and baby son. If she hadn't left then, Sean figured, she wasn't going anywhere now. Hey, he said, I'll finish up here if you want to go to the tail end of rehearsal. Deirdre was wiping her hands on a dish towel before the last word was out of his mouth. That'd be fantastic. She started to leave, then turned back. It's good to have you here. I mean, it's a little weird. You were gone so long, I didn't know what to expect, but it's kind of nice. Yeah, said Sean. For me, too. Weird, but nice. Her face brightened artificially. Okay, well, ciao. Ciao to you, too, he smiled, thinking, half Irish, half English, and she's blowing me off in Italian. He should have been tired. His body clock was still synchronized with Bukavu, where it was currently about 3 in the morning. Plus, he was worn out from traveling. And something else he couldn't quite put his finger on. Maybe Deirdre's jabbering about Viv and the dog and grandstanding about leaving. She was a walking barrage of words, his sister. Not like people were silent in the places he'd lived.